Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me? Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on. Just wait.
Faster, faster! Hacker's catching up!
Whoa! Hang on!
Ah!
Hand over that box!
No way, Hacker!
I'll get it, boss!
Hold on!
Oh, no!
Don't let go, Matt!
Oh no! They've got Pandora's box!
Now that the ultimate source of evil is mine, there will be only one power in cyberspace! The Hacker!
This is not good! This is not good at all.
Whoa! What's happening in Mount Olympus?
You have failed me.
We're really sorry, Mr. Zeus, King of the Gods, sir.
If Hacker unleashes the contents of that box, no one will survive.
But we were just trying to help Motherboard.
Yeah, really. After Hacker stole the box from Pandora, then we got it away from Hacker, but then...
Silence!
Excuse me, but perhaps if you gave us a second chance, we could retrieve the box for you.
A second chance? A task or two might be in order. Listen carefully. Beasts and fates can set you free when you divide the shares equally. Find my cave, survive the rain... A second chance is yours to gain.
We asked for a second chance, not a riddle. That is not fair.
I think it's cool. It's like when Hercules had to overcome all those challenges. I love this Greek mythology stuff.
Matt, this is no time to collect souvenirs.
Aw, chill out, Inez. Maybe this thunderbolt has special powers.
Come on, we've got to find Zeus's cave, and what else did he say?
Beasts and fates can set you free.
When you divide the shares equally, whatever that means.
Uh-oh.
Well, we are looking for a cave.
Yeah, but there are four of them. Which one do we check out first?
I know. There are four of us and four caves. Let's split up.
Don't you guys ever watch horror movies? When you split up, that's when... happens.
Why don't we just choose one and check it out together?
Okay, I choose that one. I'm going in.
It's awful dark in here.
Look, a laurel wreath. How does it look?
Lightning!
Really? How about now?
It's ugly, too.
Hey, it's just a wreath. What's the big deal? No, we're trapped!
And about to be eaten by a Minotaur!
The most famous beast in Greek mythology!
Over here! If we can just find a way to make this hole bigger, we can escape!
It's doable!
The Minotaur! Hurry, ditch!
Whoa!
Follow!
Oh, looky here. We got visitors.
Who are they, Clotho?
Jackie. Inez. Matt. And Digit. They're looking for Zeus's cave.
How do you know all that?
They're the three fates. Three sisters who determine our destiny.
The fates? They're part of the riddle.
I'm Clotho. I spin your thread of life.
I'm Lachesis. I decide what will happen during your lifetime.
And I'm Atropos. I cut the thread when your time is up.
And I'm out of here. On the other hand, maybe I'm not.
Sorry we dropped in like this, but we need directions to Zeus's cave.
We're fortune tellers, Buster, not tour guides.
Then just show us where your door is. We'll find the cave ourselves.
There is no door.
But we have to get out of here. There has to be a door.
Give us our gift and we'll show you the way. Promise.
Where are we going to get a gift?
Maybe there's a mythological mall.
Look, girls. Isn't this wreath simply magnificent?
Oh, yes. I do love Laurel.
Me too! I want it!
Lives are at stake here!
Time out! Why don't we just split the wreath into three pieces, one share for each of you?
Matt, if you cut it, it won't be a wreath anymore.
So? They can wear the pieces as pins or something.
Sounds like a plan to me.
As long as her piece isn't bigger than mine.
No problem. We just divide the wreath into three equal pieces. Except I can't fold it. It's too stiff.
I have an idea. You have any extra thread?
Oh, I love when I do that.
It's a lot easier to fold thread into equal pieces than it is a wreath. There. Can we borrow your scissors?
Sorry, I only do life threads.
I got it covered.
Great, now I can divide the wreath into thirds.
Beak it, Didge. One third, two thirds, and three thirds.
Three equal pieces.
Here you go. Three equal shares of wreath. Count them, measure them, they're all the same size.
One third for you, one third for you, and one third for you.
Oh, very nice.
So pretty.
Sweetie, you look gorgeous.
The door?
The door?
You want me to tell your father you didn't live up to your promise?
No. No need to bring Zeus into this.
I absolutely. One door, as promised.
Boy, it's a good thing Matt knows this mythology stuff.
See how delicate and innocent Pandora's box appears. Well, don't be fooled by ignorant ignorami.
What's in it, boss?
Yeah, what?
Oh, just a swarming cloud of envy and disease, death and destruction, wickedness and misfortune. And there's nothing Mother Board can do to stop it.
Open the box! Open the box!
Cheer up, guys! We're making progress! Remember what Zeus said? Beasts and fates can set you free. Well, the fates just did that. They set us free.
Exactly. And we divided the shares equally when we took the whole wreath and broke it up into three equal parts.
But what about the rest of the riddle? Find my cave, survive the rain, a second chance is yours to gain. What's that supposed to mean?
I give up. This is too hard.
Victory belongs to the most persevering. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Definition, please.
It means we can't give up trying to solve the riddle no matter how difficult it might seem.
Cyclops!
Don't worry. I know how to escape. We hide under the sheep so Cyclops can't see us, and we ride him out of here. Come on!
Ew, ew, and double ew. There is no way I'm doing that. Sheep smell, and wool makes me itchy.
Hungry!
Then again, I can deal with itchy. Giddy up, sheepy.
Now then, as I carefully remove this lid, you will see enough chaos inside to cripple cyberspace and stop the motherboard forever.
Come on, boss, open the box. Let's see what's inside.
It looks like we lost Cyclops way back there somewhere.
We've got to find Zeus's cave, or we'll never get a second chance to get Pandora's box back.
Victory belongs to the most perspiring.
That's persevering, Didge, not perspiring.
Okay, we'll go. But first, I need to de-lint from our sheep ride.
Come on, Jax. It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. And now we stink.
It's not us. It's these rocks. P.U.
I wonder what these things are. Somebody say something?
You're standing on my toes.
Wow. Atlas.
He's holding up the sky because Zeus is punishing him.
We're lucky. We only have to solve a riddle.
Get off my toes. You're tickling me. Want me to drop this?
Okay, we're going.
Monster!
I take it back. We're staying. Unless you help us get rid of that carnivorous canine.
Feed him apples from that tree and you'll have time to get away. But feed each head exactly the same amount, or they'll eat you.
But we only have two apples.
So, how do we share two apples equally with three heads?
Yay!
Great. It's not enough. I'm holding up the sky. Now I have a three-headed dog on my foot.
Up the tree! Guys, hurry! Okay, here's the plan. We slice the two apples into equal shares, just like we did the wreath.
So, how many pieces do we need?
Well, if we only had one apple, we'd cut it into three equal pieces, one for each head.
Yeah, but we have two apples.
Well, we could cut each apple into three equal pieces.
I suppose that's one way to look at it.
Just cut the apples, will you? Yikes! Step lively, kidlies!
We better double-check this ID on the squawk pad to make sure the dog just eats the apples, and not us.
Okay, here's what we have. Two apples. And here's who we need to share them with. Three heads.
You think we could put a line between them so I don't get confused?
No problem.
Cool. It's like a fraction. Two apples over three heads.
It is a fraction.
It is?
Sure. The top number shows you what you've got to share. And the bottom number shows you how many ways you have to share it. Look, we divide the first apple into three parts, and each head gets one third.
I see where you're going. Then we split the second apple into thirds and give each head another third.
That's it. The number two thirds is the answer to our sharing problem. Each head gets two thirds of an apple.
Beak 'em, Didge!
Perfectly equal pieces.
Hey, what did you expect?
Dinner time. 2/3 for you, 2/3 for you, and 2/3 for you.
Hello? Didn't you forget something?
What's that?
To leave while the dog was eating.
Oh. Let's bail, guys! Man, look at all these sticks.
Now what?
Open the block!
Those pesky kids must have done something to this.
Ow. Over there!
Zeus's cave! It's got a thunderbolt on it! Let's go!
What's that?
Yikes!
Reach the cave now.
Maybe we can take that boat across. Come on.
Han, you are a goat-headed fool.
Ben, you are a fool-headed goat.
I want my fair share of the gold, or my share of the boat.
Sorry to butt in like this, but we need a ride across the river.
Sorry, we're out of business.
What is the problem here?
The problem? You want to know what the problem is? You tell it.
You see all this gold? Half is mine and half is his.
And when we try to split it up, one piece for you, one piece for me, there's always one piece left over.
Give it to me! Hold on to your horns. I count 15 here. I don't know how to share 15 either.
Maybe we can.
But that thing with the big beak just said we can't.
Here's an idea. Will you take us across to the cave if we help you divide the gold equally?
Well, and here's an idea for you. If you can't...
That was awesome.
Listen, goat man. Do you realize my friends here have the power to give you both an equal share of gold? Huh?
Okay, you have a deal.
Start the sharing.
Okay, this one looks like a whole bar of gold. Maybe all these smaller ones are parts of a whole bar. You follow me?
Right.
Yeah, we knew that.
So let's start by separating the different size pieces.
Try putting the bars in rows, largest to smallest.
Hey, look at that. Two of these bars are the same as the one big bar.
Which means each smaller bar is one half of the whole bar.
And four of these bars also equal one big bar.
Yeah!
So each of these is 1/4 of the whole bar.
And it looks like it takes 8 of this size bar to equal the whole bar.
Which means each one of these bars must be 1/8 of the whole bar.
So, how do we share them?
Simple. You get the whole bar.
Hey, what about me?
And you get the 2 half bars, the same as 1 whole bar.
Oh, that's better.
Now you get the 4/4 bars, because 4/4 is also the same as a whole.
And you get all 8 of the 1/8 bars, Because 8/8 is the same as a whole!
Equal shares of gold!
Hey! But your shares, you just...
It doesn't matter. We're friends again.
And we can divide our gold up anytime we want, now that we know how to do it.
I hate to rain on your parade, but it's raining on ours. Can you take us to Zeus's cave now?
Quick, before the cave fills with water.
Zeus.
Cool. This is definitely the right cave. I don't get it. We followed the riddle. We saw lots of beasts. The fate set us free.
And we divided shares equally when we shared the laurel wreath, the apples, and the gold bars.
Right. And we found this cave and survived the rain. So where's our second chance?
Where is it, Susie?
We must be missing something.
We're not, but Zeus is. Look, his thunderbolt is missing.
No, it's not. I've got the pieces right here. One for you, and one for me.
And one whole thunderbolt for Zeus.
Guess what, guys? We found our portal.
What about Pandora's box?
Wait!
Am I having a moment, or did that statue just speak?
There is something you should know. Observe.
And now, my malevolent mischief makers, it's time for chaos and evil to rip through cyberspace! Behold!
Oh, that's cute, boss, but where's all the hate and misfortune?
And the destruction, where's that?
You fools! Don't you see? Someone switched boxes!
But they'll pay. Oh, yes. They'll pay for this.
But we didn't switch any boxes.
You knew all along he had the wrong box, didn't you?
And you made us solve your riddle for nothing.
For nothing? Hardly. You asked for a second chance to prove yourselves. And that you did. Like Hercules, you proved your willingness to face your fears and overcome obstacles. You proved your resolve to defeat Hacker at all costs. I am satisfied.
Does Motherboard know about this?
She does now. You're free to go.
Come on, guys. Let's go home.
See you, Didge.
You know, Susie, I know you're into punishing and challenging and all that stuff, but wasn't this kind of a mean trick?
The name is Zeus, not Susie.
Thunderbolt!